Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, this is Julian here from the Dublin Story Slam. Just with a quick special announcement. We have decided that we are going to start releasing new episodes of the Dublin Story Slam podcast in the first week of every month. It's just a little change that'll help us do our own job better. And it's also a nice way to kickstart off your month rather than waiting for stories at the end of it. So the next full episode of the Dublin Story Slam podcast will be released in the first week of April. But just to keep you going up until then, we've got one little story that we're going to share with you right now. Now, over the years at the Dublin Story Slam, or when we were the Moth Story Slam, we've had our fair share of stories that have dealt with cancer. And usually it's about, you know, learning how to live with the condition or how you've managed to overcome it. Or sometimes maybe you've lost somebody to it. But this particular story, even though it might start off being about cancer, it evolves into this beautiful tribute to what happens when you get a diagnosis and then your family just rallies around you. And it's a real tribute to Bridget's mother. So we just saw it coming up to Mother's Day. It'd be a nice one to keep you going until the next full episode of the Dublin Story Slam. Our next Story Slam is on April 9th, and we are also looking for stories inspired by mothers. So if you have a mammy, a ma, a mom, a mum, or maybe you yourself are a grandmother or a single mum, we would love to hear your stories. So visit thedublinstoryslam.com for more information, and make sure as always to sign up to the mailing list to be the first to be told when those tickets go on sale. That's it from me. I will talk to you at the beginning of April with three brand new stories. But for now, this is Bridget Early.
So we both stood by the window looking out at a winter wonderland. The thoughts that were in my head were not of winter wonderlands. My head was in turmoil. I don't know what thoughts were in his head. He was a quiet, gentle, compassionate man. Still is, I assume. He's mad alive. But he had nothing more to say, and neither did I. So he left quietly after a few moments, and I sat and I sobbed and sobbed. I was glad that I was snowed in the hospital room and that my family and friends could not get to me that particular day. I needed time and space to get around this news that I had just heard. So I calmed myself and prepared to make difficult phone calls. You see, that quiet man was my surgeon who had operated on me the week before, and he had come back reluctantly to tell me I needed further surgery, as the cancer was in some other parts of my body. So I made those difficult phone calls to my wonderful family, the five rocks of strength, my husband and my four grown-up children. I tried to make light of the fact that I was needed further surgery and that it was just routine, but I wasn't kidding anybody. And some weeks before, I had a very difficult thing to do as well. I had to, when I was diagnosed with cancer, I had to tell my elderly mother the news. She had come to live with us. She had fallen, and so she knew that she couldn't be alone in the little house in the country anymore. Now, she loved being with us. She spent 3 months of every winter for the previous 20 years after my father had died. But this was different. She knew now that this was for good, and that, you know, perhaps it was the beginning of the end. She was very depressed. She was on antidepressants, and she sat in the corner and said, you know, she was of no use and she couldn't do anything anymore. So to tell her this news was devastating for me as well as for her. She said, of course, this is definitely going to kill me and I'll go home. So my husband sat down beside her and said, now, Kate, we want you to stay. You can be of support to Bridget, and, you know, there's little things you can do, but you must be positive. We're not going to have any negativity now in the house at all, and we're going to get through this together. My mother looked strangely at him because she was a ball of negativity at that time. So she said nothing. So I went home from the hospital just before Christmas, back in 2010. I wrote my Christmas cards. We cooked a lovely family meal, and I went back in January for further surgery. And then over the next number of months, my hair fell out, my eyebrows, my eyelashes disappeared, and it was a very difficult time. But now that's the end of the negativity. You can stop crying. From there, it was positivity all the way. If love and care and positivity can heal, well, then that's what happened. I was in a bubble with my wonderful family, my wonderful friends, that very capable surgeon, an equally capable oncologist, and the nursing staff who were second to none, and anything they get in this deal is well deserved, I can tell you. But so, you know, it was a difficult time, but it was a very positive time. But the most amazing thing of all was watching my 84-year-old mother. She got out of that chair in the corner. She stopped taking the antidepressants, and she went into the kitchen and did what she knew to do best. She now had a purpose in life. She now was a carer again, and she knew that we all had to eat. And she loved food. So herself and my husband, they made a great team. We laughed afterwards about the day that, a long time after, about the day that we had told her, and she said my husband should have been a psychiatrist, that he had used the one key that got her moving. So she cooked lovely dinners, and the aroma of brown bread and apple tarts, which she was so good at, they wafted through the house. And long after I needed care, she was there and she reigned supreme. She wrote the shopping lists. My husband did the shopping and she did the cooking. And I just watched idly by. So for about 4 years, that continued until my mother became tired again, and this was her time. But those 4 years were wonderful because both of us knew that she and I had got a second chance. Thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.